Well, praise God. This is Coach Shelby with Coach for Christ. And in Luke 11:22, the Bible says that lest a stronger man come and take the armor and divide the spoil. You're not going to win this fight, my brother and sister. You're going to have to disarm the enemy. You're not going to disarm Satan who walks into your house as Jesus is talking to the Pharisees as he is accused of casting out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. As he's accused, he goes on to say that a house divided against itself cannot stand. A house in your house, whether it be depression, anxiety, marital problems, children problems, work problems, financial problems, whatever the case may be, you're not going to win that fight standing toe-to-toe with Satan under your own carnal means, under your own psychological means, under humanistic psychology, under the education that you receive from this world, under your doctorate or under your undergraduate, whatever it may be, whatever you've taught yourself, whatever you deem to be right is not right, but the word of God is right. He says, lest a stronger one, Jesus talking to the Pharisees, the lawyers and the scribes, lest a stronger man come in and bind the strong man and take his armor and divide the spoils. You're not going to win this fight. We must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the word of the living God, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. He even said in the same chapter, Luke chapter 11, that if good men by the world standards, which are evil, praise God, know how to give their children good gifts, how much more will he give the Holy Ghost to those who ask? The stronger than Satan is the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is not moving in your life through trust and faith in Jesus Christ, who is the word of the living God, then you're going to get your teeth kicked in. Satan's going to retain the honor. He's going to retain, should I say, the crown of victory in your home. Whether it be in your marriage, whether it be in your depressant or your anxious lifestyle, whether it be in your pornography, whether it be in your drug addictions or alcohol addictions, whatever the case may be, maybe it's just your world addiction. Maybe it's just that your TV is your idol, therefore your furniture centered around it, that you may look unto what's most important in your life. Maybe it's because when you walk in that the Bible is not the first place. And I'm not talking about paper and ink. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the word of God. I'm talking about the desire for righteousness and holiness that comes from the Spirit of the living God who draws you. That's what I'm talking about. You will not win this victory the other way, any other way. You will not stand before Satan. And I want to remind you of the battle. That is, Joshua and the footmen were on the ground of Israel. And Moses had Aaron and Hur as he sat upon a rock, the rock of his salvation, Jesus Christ. His arms were held up. And as his arms were held up, the armies of Israel advanced. And as they dropped and he tired, they did not advance. My brother and sister, this may not be a microwave situation. Sometimes God performs miracles, but many times I've found that faith is developed and taken to a new level and dross is scraped out of somebody's life at a higher degree when the crock pot is turned on. The battle continues. The man of God does not ever end this battle. He continues to war against the flesh, the devil, and the world. He continues to fight. He continues to stand. He continues by the anointing to stay in the word of God and the proper application of the word. Don't think you're just going to pull out some scripture and just start flinging them around and everything in your home is going to be all right. It is by the unction of the Holy One, by the inspiration and the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because this is the evidence that you're listening. You see, when you think you learn something, then all things change. You begin to lose something. I said, when you think you learn something, you begin to lose something. I haven't learned anything. I'm learning. I am a disciple of Christ, continuing to follow the ways of God. And today he may tell me to pray in this situation for this blind man by speaking the power and the anointing of God. But tomorrow he may tell me to grab a glob of mud and sling in his eyeball and those eyes will be healed. Why? Why the difference? Because God is looking for people that are listening continually, that are continually denying themselves and picking up their cross daily and moment by moment to follow him. We don't follow him in the morning and then make the rules in the evening. It's a constant following of God. Disarm the enemy in your home by standing with God under the unction of the Holy One. Watch the enemy be stripped of his armor and watch the power of God bind, loose, and drive out that problem that you've been dealing with for so long. It's time. It's time. And it may be one step at a time that you march the enemy towards the door. But I got news for you. He's headed out the door. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Take this word. and invite the stronger than he into your life. Be led by the Holy Ghost. Have an unction from the Holy One, from the Spirit of the living God. Put your faith and trust in Jesus. Not just this morning, but I said all the time. As long as there's breath in your lungs, trust in Jesus. Disarming the enemy today. My brother and sister, God bless you. Let this power of the Holy Spirit be upon you as you put your faith in Christ and the finished work of the cross. He desires to work through you because it's his will that's being done in your life. And that very enemy that's standing, that very problem is there for a reason. To show you that he is stronger than the enemy in your life. Praise God.